Biggest hits, biggest stars. Guaranteed every night. Are you in demand?
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and this evening we'd quite like to say we're having a tea party with Taylor Swift. Is that okay? Because we're in your tea party room.
Yeah, that's fine to say. This is the room where we set up sort of like this colorful living room area, and we hang out here during the day. There's like couches and TVs and all that fun stuff, and then after the show we have like a meet and greet for all the fans that we've gone out and just randomly picked from the crowd during the show.
You randomly select some kids to come and see you?
I have people, I'm busy, I'm on the stage.
Obviously.
So I have people
got a show to do.
Who know exactly what we're looking for, which is like people freaking out, dancing the whole time, lots of, you know, you get extra points for like crazy creative costumes.
Okay.
Oh, that's good fun though. It makes it even more fun for the people who come to see it, doesn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. It's like a spirit contest.
But this room is beautiful. It's almost Moroccan in its style.
It is kind of Moroccan. Like it's got drapery and usually we drape the ceiling, and it's just kind of cool to have a room that just feels like a room. We go from arena to arena to arena, and there's a definitive look to an arena. Mm-hmm. And it's not as cozy as this room is, so we build one. We build a room that's cozy.
We have sat in this room on different occasions, meeting different superstars, and it's never been this nice.
No. Well, thank you.
It usually resembles a prison cell, doesn't it? That's what we always say.
White brick walls. It's nice and pretty and warm and lovely.
Thank you.
So you've been on, at this point we're talking to you now, you've been on the road in Europe for a month. What are you taking with you to each city that reminds you of home?
My friend's DVD collection.
Okay, how far have you got with that so far?
Well, I have all 10 seasons, and right now I think I'm in the middle of like 4 or 5.
Okay.
So my band members and I all come to my room every once in a while, and we'll just like watch Friends after the shows, and it just kind of reminds us of home. And it's been amazing to experience parts of Europe that I've never been to before. Like, most of this trip has been places that I never even dreamed I'd get to go to.
Yeah. So where's been the biggest eye-opener for you? What, you know, you go to a city and you're not sure what to expect and it blew you away.
Belgium and Norway, because I didn't know what to expect going into those cities. And Belgium, you know, it was just this, it looked like a village, like this, like everything, all the architecture and everything was so old. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love when it really looks like it's got a lot of history. And Norway, I just really loved, I don't know, something about the vibe. People were really nice. Everybody was really friendly. And again, the architecture was gorgeous.
Ah, you could be like a Norwegian princess. Couldn't you?
That's so
true.
Sweet. Thank you.
Everything.
How's the new material going down with the kids in the crowd?
Yeah.
From the latest album.
Oh, it's been awesome. It's been amazing, especially because they know all the words. And even in countries where they don't speak English, they knew all the words, which was wonderful. So gratifying as a songwriter to have people know the lyrics and to scream them so loud that you can hear them. Like, I've got in-ears and these monitors in my ears, and I can still hear everybody screaming the words.
The whole process for the album has been quite a spectacular affair, because Lucy spoke to you just before you launched in New York.
Yeah, just before you went to New York, and one of our winners, Beth Mason, came out as well. And she obviously saw you at the album launch party. I think she had tea and cake with you actually in London as well, at the hotel before. But yeah, it's just been an epic kind of worldwide Taylor Swift takeover. Which one of your songs from the album would you say resonates emotionally with the crowd the most? Because I think Back to December is just beautiful. I love that. It's one
thank
of my
you. I really love playing that one because I play it on piano, and in the beginning, I on purpose every night I play it really sparsely so that I can hear them singing. You know, like I'll play it really, really simply in the beginning of the song, because it's like a chorus of people singing the first verse to that song, and it's just so cool to hear that. But I think it's really fun for me to play a song called Long Live. It's the last track on the record, and it's a song that I got the melody in my head, that idea, while I was in the changing room backstage on the last tour we were on, and I was listening to the crowd and listening to them scream before the encore, and I just kept having this melody come into my head. So that always reminds me of the crowd, and to actually now get to play that for the crowd and have them, you know, with their hands in the air, it's wonderful.
Knowing the original story, I guess, as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you could maybe cover anyone else's songs, say a British artist, and perform them on your tour, who would you choose?
I really like Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
I think she's awesome. There are so many good ones right now. And I really love the fact that, you know, with kind of like a folk movement going on with all the real instruments being used, it's like, it's really inspiring and it's just cool to see.
Okay, let's talk about the story of us, because of course we're playing that lots on our show at the moment. And it's very upbeat. It's a big upbeat Taylor Swift song. What made you want to release that one?
I wanted to release that one because from the moment I wrote it, I wanted it to be a single. Because I think everybody knows the feeling of being in a crowded room and there's one person that you wish you could talk to, but you're both pretending like you don't care that the other person is there. It's that whole post-relationship awkwardness of like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm more fine than you are. No, I'm more fine than you are, you know, and it's just, it's ridiculous. And that feeling is just so dramatic. I remember feeling that feeling, you know, like last year, and also I remember feeling that feeling when I was in like fifth grade. I mean, it's like,
never changes.
No, it doesn't.
From and how old you are at each relationship and each time it ends, that same feeling just comes back to haunt you, doesn't it?
Yeah, when the person you like is in the room and you can't hear the conversations going on around you, everything's in slow motion, and capturing that feeling in a song is something I'm really proud of. And also seeing the crowd bounce up and down when I play it is really fun, because they just jump.
Yeah. The outcome of the song is different to the story of the song, to a certain extent.
Well, in the story, they don't end up together because, you know, pride gets in the way and it's like...
And at the end.
The end. It's not going to work out well. But, I mean, I think for me, I'm really stoked that this is a single, because it's danceable, and I just love seeing everybody dance to it.
Okay. Now, obviously, you've been to so many cities across the world. We've already talked about where your favourite places were that you've been to. In terms of shopping and that kind of thing, now you're in the UK, have you had a chance to hit Topshop or anywhere else?
Well, for me, I'm obsessed with antique shopping. I love things with a story and things that have been around. They've had a life before, and like, I just love going to antique shops. And one of I found a really amazing one on Portobello Road, and just spent hours in there just looking around, and just, I don't know, I have all these weird collections. Like, I collect old glass jars and old bottles. It's just, it's really weird, but I put them all over my house, and somehow it still looks cool.
They're like ornaments, but why not have them as glass bottles?
Yeah, I have glass bottles and jars from like everywhere, almost everywhere I've been. So it's really, I don't know, it's cool to be like, I got that one in London.
Handbags.
You should fill them with sweets or something.
Charity shops, vintage shops. If I find a handbag I like, I've probably got about 15 of them that just hang there.
Yeah.
And every now and then you're like, yeah, I'll use that one today.
When will we see you back in the UK again? Once the tour is done here in the UK, are you having some downtime for the summer, or are you still working?
We'll be on tour in the US all summer. Okay. And that tour, we have a whole like period of time to rehearse for that tour, go out on that tour. And then, you know, I imagine in the fall we'll be back to see everybody in the UK, because I can't ever seem to stay away for too long.
Good. Well, that's the way we like it.
Yeah. Good. Need to come back.
Don't be a stranger.
Will you ever, because we know you and some of the cast members of Glee are friends, will you ever appear in Glee?
I would love that. I think that would be so much fun. Thank you. That's nice. I think it would be so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think a whole Taylor Swift episode would be pretty cool.
That would
well
be
deserved.
Awesome. I would love that.
Would
I love the show.
Would you be a Cheerio?
Oh, yeah. I would be whatever they wrote, whatever they felt the part would be right for me. Because I think they do such a good job of writing that show. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
That I would just be like, just do whatever you want with me. It's fine.
Amazing. See Sylvester. I love her. She's my favorite character.
Oh, it's an amazing character.
She's hilarious.
Thank you for letting us in.
Thank you.
To the tea party.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. And I hope you guys stay for the show tonight.
Can you introduce the story of us for us now?
I'm Taylor Swift, and this is my new single, The Story of Us.
Taylor, thank you. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed, and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.